You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Yesterday's show was originally going to be a short show, but it turned out to be about 45 minutes. But today's show will definitely be a short show. And it's going to be on a news story that has been in the news all week, and that is the hack on the Sony computers. And it's under investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And my first reaction to something like this is you usually have someone on the inside that has some basic information that is needed by the hacker. Not always, but invariably it's a former employee or in some cases a current employee that has a grievance against the company. So I will not be surprised if at least part of this hack is by someone that is on the inside. Let me tell you a story. It has nothing to do with hacking, but it's related to security. I used to market, sell security cameras for businesses, some very large businesses. And I usually would meet with the owner of the company or the chief executives of the company. And I would tell them, you know, the cameras, first of all, if you have them on the outside, are good for deterrence. But the problem you run there is some people will steal the cameras. So that's why you tend to put the cameras up high where passerbys would find it difficult to get to the camera. But I said what's also equally important is to have cameras on the inside. And you have two types of cameras. You have overt cameras, which you know are there, and that's for primarily deterrence. But you also have covert cameras that the employees are simply not aware of. And these can be hidden in things like thermostats for heating. It could be in a clock. It literally, because they're small, can be put anywhere. Usually, a lot of cameras are put in smoke detectors. They are a smoke detector, but they also have a camera. And today's cameras are much better than when I was in the business. They're color, they're very good resolution, and many of them have sound. Some do, some don't. So the systems are terrific. They're not cheap, but they're not that difficult to install. And the key is, you're recording usually a couple of days or a week. It depends on the size of the recorder. It's like a hard drive that's recording these videos. But the key thing here is most of these cameras are used after the crime has happened. Although you're trying to prevent crime by the covert cameras, once you know a crime has been committed, something's been stolen, or you've been broken into, you may or may not be able to find out who it is. Now I'm leading up to something, and here's the key point. And I said, probably half the time, and we've installed a lot of these systems, it's someone that's working for you. And it will surprise you, because usually the reaction is, this is our, you know, one of a long-term trusted employee. He would be the last person we would think that would do something like this. Now, it's not always the case, but that's a typical response. And I said, you need to be prepared for that, because if someone is committed to steal for whatever reason, sometimes they have a drug habit or they're in some financial difficulty, maybe they're gambling, but they need extra money and they will steal from their employer. Even though that's their job, they've been relied upon in the past, they're trusted, and that's what happens when you have surveillance cameras. Now, most of the employees will know because they can see the overt cameras. They're not hard to spot. You've seen them in grocery stores, retail shops. We have them all over Richland College campus. We have several hundred cameras on campus, and they're both overt and covert. And the students can see them. They don't see all of them. I know where a lot of them are that they don't, because I was in the business. And most companies, especially large companies like Sony, have these systems. I think it's probably an inside job. Whether and who on the outside helped them, I don't know. It seems to be fairly sophisticated, so it's probably someone with information technology background. And the FBI is going to go through the personnel files. They'll be with human resources going over all the people in the company. And on that list will be people that have a grievance against Sony. And it will be a fairly long list. Now, part of the story is that I won't be getting into, and I'm a little bit critical of the news media, is a number of emails, private correspondence between individuals that they never thought would be public, where they were expressing their opinion, has now made it to the news. Now, it's the right of the press to publish that, but they're dealing in stolen documents. And they've hired a powerful attorney to go after them. But the media, being the media, and they have their lawyers too, they're going to publish the, let's say, the more controversial emails. I'm not going to get into that. I'm more concerned about the national security implication and the security or lack of security of Sony's information technology. I was at one time, I'm no longer, was in the information technology area, primarily as a project manager, to a lesser extent as a programmer. And I have sat through security conferences, presentations. One I remember very vividly was given jointly by both a bank as well as their consultant that they hired. And these are what are called white hat organizations. And they are hired usually by very large financial institutions, but also corporations. And they're hired with the understanding, and they get permissions, they get letters. The white hats are going to be covered here. But their mission is try to break in to these corporate information networks. And they are invariably successful because that's what they do. That's their business. They're pros. And they have a lot of experience, a lot of expertise. Now, why do the banks do this? They hire companies or develop software internally that supposedly is designed to stop this kind of activity. And many of them truly believe there's no way you're going to be able to hack into our company. And that's an attitude because you'll run into people in the IT area, both hardware and software, and networking. And one thing you quickly learn, I certainly learn, I'm very humble in this regard, there's no way any one individual, or for that matter, a group of individuals, can know everything. It's just not possible. The mind, even if you're a genius and experienced, is still limited. And these hackers, the black hats that are breaking in, they're determined. Now, sometimes you'll get a kid in the basement trying to hack in that has a lot of time on his hands, and they are occasionally successful. But that's not the greatest fear. The greatest fear is a pro. They're in it for one thing, well, primarily one thing only, and that's money. This is about money. It's about theft. It's about stealing money. That's why it's fairly clear that it's in the interest of financial institutions, your banks, insurance companies, pension funds, to make sure, for example, that certain sensitive information is encrypted and there it's password protected and it's difficult and those are also encrypted. You want to make it very, very difficult to the so-called black hat hackers to get at your information because it's valuable and they will use it and they will make money and many times you won't even know it. That's the other problem. However, if you do have a dedicated professional staff, and you've gone to the trouble to bring in outsiders to try to hack your system, you're going to be in a better position than a mom-and-pop store or an individual running a website. And there's a lot of things you can do, simple things you can do. What is amazing to me and a lot of pros out there is that Sony did get hacked and they didn't know about it. Just because of that, I'm very suspicious that it's probably someone on the inside. But that doesn't mean that person didn't have contacts on the outside. But that makes it really dangerous. Because if they can get overall control of the system, they got everything. And they're making copies of it on multiple sites. and it'd be difficult to trace. It's not impossible. You can look at the logs, and that's one of the things they're going to look at. But you can also have software that'll erase the logs and change the logs and provide misleading information. Now, I'm not going to make this a technical show. I don't even consider myself competent other than I'm very, very sensitive on this issue. So while you can be a terrific developer, for example, an application developer or an outstanding project manager, we live in today in a world of specialization. And that's very, very true in the information technology area. There are people that are very, very knowledgeable on hardware. They know nothing about programming, networking, but they're experts on hardware. Well, that's very impressive, but they don't know all the hardware that's out there. It's impossible. There are also experts on software that know little or nothing about hardware and little or nothing about networking and next to nothing about security. And there are experts on security and hacking that are not experts on programming per se. But they know how to go about systematically and get into corporations. Now, your better systems, there are going to be alarms. And you're going to be aware that someone A is trying to penetrate your system, and you're going to do something about it. I'm sitting on Richland College, and I have a few friends on campus that are involved in information technology. They're not security experts per se. And I remember this was at least a year or two ago, the computers, they were being hacked. They were slowing down. And so I asked, I said, you know, there's something basically wrong here. I think someone has captured your computers and they're using your computer power. And that's exactly what was happening. But I reported it, and that's what you need to do. If there's something that's just not right, you need to tell someone that's a little bit more knowledgeable than you what the problem is. I'm a little bit more savvy than your average computer user. Even though I'm older, and that surprises some young folks because you get sort of ageism. If you're beyond a certain age, you must not know what you're doing. Well, that's not true. And I got what I was told is we have people from communist China hacking into our system. Now, Richland College has some fairly sophisticated protection. You know, one thing is I can remember, and this is many, many years ago, we had a terrible virus problem. Now we really don't have that. Why? We have something called deep freeze that will literally erase everything on there that's not supposed to be. And that, to some extent, solves a lot of the problem because viruses at one time on this campus were a major problem, a big headache. No longer is that the case, but we have had outside hackers trying to take over our systems, and we've taken some protections. And we were aware of what was going on. And eventually, the problem was apparently solved because I haven't had that problem recently. So wherever you're at, you can't be complacent, especially if you're a large corporation with a lot of valuable property such as films. And there are a lot of things you can and should do. And I believe Sony was doing it, although a lot of people a lot smarter than me were shaking their heads. Because you need to have sensors. How should I call this? I'm probably not using the right word. You need software that will set off alarms. So if someone is truly trying to hack into your system, the system administrator, as well as the person responsible for security, need to be notified right away as to what's going on to stop it. Apparently that wasn't done. And now a lot of Sony's information has been very much compromised. And it looks like, based on statements from the White House, that the North Korean government was involved. Now, it's not clear exactly what their involvement was. And it's also apparently a group that's working for North Korea, but they're using computers in communist China. There's those communist Chinese again. Because if you were to single out I'll single out two nations that are really doing a lot of hacking, it is communist China as well as Russia, the former Soviet Union. I remember a friend of mine who used to work here, was a programmer primarily, but he was fairly smart on the hardware as well. He went back to Russia. He was really going to school here. And we got to talk, and he says, well, in Russia, there tends to be two groups, people that are writing viruses and people are trying to find the viruses. That's why it's important to have McAfee or other type software to try to catch those viruses. That's another issue, though. The question is, and I've been listening to talk radio, and to a certain extent, I'm bored with this story. But a lot of people are mad. By God, we need to do something. We need to go after those communists, those North Koreans. And they're also mad at Sony that backed down. All this was supposedly triggered by what was going to be the release of a movie called The Interview on Christmas Day. Was it 5 days from now? What's the date? A week from now. And I saw this clip, and I think it's still up. I didn't try to get it, but I remember about a week ago, I was watching this clip. It's sort of a comedy, but two guys, and I forget really the entire premise. You can go and look at it online. And before I go any further, the way you listen to this show, you go to prankpops.wordpress.com. That's prankpops, prankpops.wordpress.com. At the very top, you'll have links to my last 60 to 80 shows. Top of the page, and it's right under my picture. And at the bottom of the page, you'll have links to all my past shows, with the exception of some of the very earliest that were accidentally overwritten. But in between, you'll have a lot of additional information that I use for my show prep, including videos, articles. And I do have some articles and videos with links to additional information. And I encourage you to take advantage of that. I always say, do your own homework. Make up your own mind. Now, initially, my reaction was, this is very much a private matter. Sony is a world global corporation, a Japanese corporation, but has many subsidiaries, divisions. Some are doing well, some are not doing well, but their motion picture division is doing very, very well, and that's the one that was hacked. My reaction is, it's up to Sony and its individual subsidiaries. It's their primary responsibility. That's why they have an IT department, is to prevent exactly what happened. Now, a lot of those people babysit or try to run down individual problems that various users are having with their computer, but one of their biggest responsibilities is to avoid exactly what happened, because those movies, as well as the personnel files of their employees, their emails, there's just a lot of sensitive information. A lot of it's just gossip and people voicing their opinions in private that never thought their emails would be on the news, and because they're in the entertainment industry, they're going to have comments about a lot of people that the general public knows, whether it's stars, actors, actresses, directors, as well as politicians that they interact with. And that is what's happened on the email portion of this story. And initially, a lot of the attention was directed at that. I'm not trying to minimize that, but I think those are primarily private communications, and they should be respected, even when you have someone making it public to people that never expected to read someone's private email. Obviously, it's going to be embarrassing if a person has made comments that they thought were private and now give a bad appearance to people on the outside. And that's why I always caution people, be very aware that your email may be public. Not that you intend it, but it does happen. And we rely on the people that we do business to try to protect our information, not only our Social Security number, but sensitive information about ourselves, for example, medical information. That's why I was very, very critical of the Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act website, because when I try to research shows doing my show prep, it was clear to me that site was grossly insecure. I don't know if it's any better today. They've spent a lot of money. I think the obvious holes are, let's say, plugged. But that was a website that truly needed to be thoroughly tested, and white hat consultant type firms should have been hired to see if people could hack in, because there's a lot of sensitive information there. There's also financial information there. So you have medical information, personal information, financial information. There's a hub, and it's brought together. So you better believe that the black hats, the hackers, are going to go after it. They're going after it as I speak. We don't know anything about it. We will if there's a major breach. You see, a lot of times when this happens, especially in the financial sector. The company does not want the publicity at all. They would rather keep it close. But invariably what happens is people, especially, for example, if they got your credit card number and PIN numbers and information like that, people start complaining and the story gets out, and then push comes to shove. Various retail companies have been hacked. Target, for example, is the most recent one. But it's not the most recent, but it's the one that sticks in my mind. There have been others, and there will be more. This is a very sensitive, important area, and corporations, the general response initially is to not to talk about it, deny it. But at some point, it does come out. And then we get politicians, people in Congress. There ought to be a law. The company is not protecting the information of its customers. Well, that's not really true. First of all, they're grandstanding. The company is trying to protect the information, but they were unsuccessful. Remember, a hacker just has to find one weakness in your system, one. The person trying to protect your information needs to cover all the possible avenues of approach, and there are many. And he also has to be concerned about insiders. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not an impossible thing to do, but it requires people, competent people. It costs money. This is not cheap. See, the bigger problem are the small businesses and the mom and pop websites, because they literally can't afford to have a dedicated staff to try to stop this. It's really your larger corporations, such as a Sony, but others, that hire professionals. They have the money and it is in their interest. But they're human. They make mistakes. I'm not excusing what happened. And I wouldn't be surprised if some people are going to be fired over this. And it's really embarrassing. Because what happened is the movie that was supposed to be released on the 25th is not being released. Now, another part of the story was that they had received threats that if the movie were shown in theaters, that the theaters would be attacked like a 911 attack. That threat, first of all, is very foolish to make that threat. If you make that threat, the FBI is going to be all over your case. In other words, they're going to focus in on this because it's a terrorist threat, whether you know it or not. You suddenly became from stealing data to a terrorist attack. That's why I tend to lean towards this as a government-supported attack, whether it's North Korea or the Chinese Communist or both or another government. I have no idea. I have no inside information here. But I think you need to explore all possibilities. You don't, however, need to overreact. Now, I jokingly said that the White House said their response was going to be proportional, whatever that means. That's a weasel word. A lawyer was, we're going to have a proportional response. Well, does that mean the CIA is going to launch a drone attack? Is that on the table? Maybe it is. I don't know. If they truly have the information, and I think they have some good information, they're not going to tell us what they have. But if it is true and it's undeniable and they have the evidence and it's concrete, in other words, they could take it in the court. In other words, it's solid that it is North Korea and they're using computers either there or in China. That's a serious threat. And how is the United States going to respond? Even though this involves a U.S. subsidiary of a Japanese company, you have foreign relation aspects to it that need to be considered. And what is the appropriate response? Most definitely, you have to have a response. And you can't dilly-dally on this. And that means you need to go on the offensive. You need to launch attack. Does that mean a drone attack? Most likely not. But it does mean going after these hackers wherever they are. And I think some of them are, and probably most of them are abroad, but some are probably in the United States, especially those that were in the inside of Sony that relayed information that eventually got to the North Koreans. I'm not proud of the fact, and a lot of people are mad at Sony for canceling the premiere of this movie. Now, they gave, and I think this is reasonable, they were concerned about the safety of their customers. It's very easy for a talk show host to get on his high horse and badmouth Sony. But I don't know, they don't know, and the FBI and Sony are not telling, that this could be very serious. I got the signal I got to wrap it up. So I will wrap up the show in a minute. But where I'm going with this and my conclusion is this. In any situation like this, you need to respond. And a lot of thought needs to be given as to what the appropriate response is. And at some point, it might be weeks or months, it needs to be made public what the response was. And that's what a lot of Americans are expecting. Because a lot of callers want to go in and launch missiles, send in the drones, send in the Marines, take out the leadership, attack, attack, attack. Well, I don't want to start a war, but the same token, this is serious, folks. Forget about the emails. What's serious? This is a threat to the national security of every American and every American company. It's a threat to our liberties, free speech. And it needs to be stopped, and it needs to be stopped quickly. With that, I'll just say tomorrow will be a longer show, at least a full hour. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.